Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I guess that's our cue for today. I'm trying to get Zaria in to the call. Anyways, before we get started and everything, today, of course, is October the 2nd, 2021. And there's so much happening behind the scenes. But anyways, let's see if we can get Zaria through. Zaria? Hello?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Oh.
Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left.
Okay. All right. We're going to try to call you again, Billy.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, I'm using the regular earphones now.
Well, it certainly works beautifully. So thank you. All right.
So you
can hear me. I can hear you very well.
So I think we are ready.
No.
No. Right.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane Quasar and Zaria Billy, and welcome to our Blog Talk Show, our Zora call, and it should be a fun time we'll have today. Today, we do have Dr. Tom coming in with his updates, and Mark and Michael, and lots of Q&A, since we've missed a lot of Q&As with Zora. Also, if you have any questions in regards to any of the products so far, we would be happy to answer some of the questions you may have. So with that being said, Zaria and I will do a healing. Of course, you always know that Zora is always around. Zaria is always around. So here we go. All right, Zaria, take it away.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. And also, everyone out there who has headbands, put them on. Because you know my dad's going to be asking for those. Make sure you have them on. Take them out of your closet. Take them out of your safe. Take them off the nail hanging in your room. They're not doing you any good if they're hanging up somewhere except on your head.
Okay, you want to try that one more time, Billy? Zaria.
What?
The 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do that one more time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive, people.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We receive. Send gods of our being. We are in perfect health and joy and harmony and prosperity, abundance, and oneness. And we know it.
Yes. So we're going to have the healing pulse is entering your top crown chakra right now. It's going down into your inner ears and optical nerves behind your eyes. So the healing pulse is permeating in those areas right now, which is correcting hearing. And also correcting macular degeneration that a lot of people suffer from, and cataracts and glaucoma and all that stuff that has to do with the eye issues. So if you're legally blind, you'll find after we finish here that you'll be able to see again. And let's go for it. And the energy is now dropping down into the upper and lower palates of the mouth, also in the sinus area of the nose, areas that are going down into the neck and into the thyroid and into what is called your throat area, clearing out any issues that may be there. Energy is dropping outward through your your collarbone area, your rotator cuffs on both shoulders. If you had difficulty raising your arms, you can raise them now. Do it. And don't hesitate. Just do it. And the energy is now going down the arms, into the elbows, and down into the wrists and into the fingers. If you had any arthritic issues in your elbows and in your fingers, all that is now being rectified. Go ahead, make a fist. If you weren't able to before, you can now. Just go ahead and do it. Don't hesitate. Just go ahead and make a fist on both hands, and you'll find that you can do that. And because the arthritic issues are gone. And your elbows, all the joints in your elbow, and all the joints in your fingers, it's all gone. And the pain is gone. So the energy is now dropping down into the solar plexus, actually into your heart-mind area, and also into your lungs, where you can breathe. It's opening up all the air passageways in your chest, in your lungs, the connection between your lungs and your breathing capacity in your nose has been cleared. You can breathe now. You don't need oxygen. Don't need to be on oxygen because you can now breathe again. So let's go ahead and go further down and from the chest down into the stomach area, the digestive system, your kidneys, your liver, areas like that that are being rectified right now. You're feeling a tingling sensation in those areas because they're being healed. And now I'll let you take over, my dear. I don't hear you, dear.
I'm not on mute.
Well, you weren't talking because I couldn't hear you.
Okay. All right. So anyways, back to the healing. So let's go back to the back. Your entire spine, your entire vertebrae is completely healed. Anywhere there's any pain, anywhere there's any stenosis, anywhere there are any issues or problems, all of that is being rectified. All of the areas are being healed. You can move around, bend a little bit, and you can feel that it's relieved. Any place you put your attention to, it is being healed as we are speaking. Go down into the hips area. We know that lots of people are having hip area problems, from muscle, the bones again, the joints in that area, all the way down into your thighs. Again, focusing on those areas to bring forth the healing process, and they are being healed as we speak, all the way down even into the female and male organs, into that area again for any concerns that people may have, including their bladder, as well as reproductive organs, et cetera, all of those are healed. Feel that and know it. Let that energy all go all the way down your thighs, your bones, all the muscles. If you're having any aches and pains, start to, massage them a little bit and you'll feel that it's already relieved. Knees are now feeling more flexible, not rigid, more healed, and all the way down your shins and your calves. Just feel and see the energies that are coming through. And all the way down to your ankles. If you feel like there's any swelling, any aches and pains, always, again, send that intention that you are completely healed. The body heals itself. Doing this on a daily basis, going through every part of your body is extremely important because then what you're doing is bringing in your goddess or God's self, knowing that your body can heal itself, and you are in charge. So do that. Ankles, go ahead and flex them, rotate your ankles, see how they feel, should feel looser, your insteps all the way down. You could feel the healing, the vibrational frequencies moving throughout your body from head all the way down to your toes. And we are done. So, intention precedes energy. The intention that we've done, that's what we did. We will also do a couple of the manifestations coming from source, in this case, coming in from Q, through Q. I command Prime Creator. I command Prime Creation. I command Mother, Father, God, all of the higher realms of love and light, and my spirit to have perfect health now, to have perfect balance in all of the bodies, in our understandings, that everything is perfect. And we know it. I command my spirit to put all the thoughts in my head. These are all individually. We're doing this together. And bring and put them into my heart. I command my spirit, all of the thoughts in my head, and bring them into my heart. It's always the heart that knows. Always also that spreads the love that we all are, and we know it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It is done. Everybody should have felt all of this now. So we're in a good place. We're all in fifth dimension, and we're ready to start the show. All right. So that being said, Zaray, I'm going to go ahead and let you take over for now before we bring in Dr. Tom.
Uh-huh. Okay. No. I'd like to read from a book, Messages from the Hollow Earth. And a lot of people here on the call are new, so this is new information to them, maybe old information for others, but it is interesting, needless to say. So the question had been asked, where will the Hollow Earth people come and be and dwell with people on the surface? Where would they live when they come to the surface? I am Adama, speaking to you on behalf of our people from the subterranean city of Telos, located beneath Mount Shasta in California, USA. Nico suggested that I answer this question. We greet you on the dawn of our emergence unto the surface of Earth. We have waited long for this day, and now it is here. We from below are fully ready for the momentous and grand emergence unto your surface lands and into your houses, where we hope to be welcomed by all. We know your love and light will make us feel right at home. Now we have some business to take care of. Know that there will be many thousands of us emerging from below, and we will need homes to stay in. So we are asking those light workers from above who would like to volunteer and open up their homes to us, to let us, to please let us know. You can do this by calling on Nikos in the Hollow Earth, or me in Telos, and sending your thoughts stating that you wish to open your homes to us when we appear on the surface in the very near foreseeable future. This will help us greatly in formulating our individual plans and preparing for our trip to our new homes upstairs. We thank you for taking this message. I am Adama. We hope you will hasten to our call. Our hearts are all lit up with the joy of our connection with you this day, and the joy of knowing that our words will go out to the masses on the surface so they will know that their condition is reversible and can be changed in a moment into beauty and light. The health of all life on earth depending upon the connection into your inner beings, into the connection with the spiritual hierarchy of earth, the subterranean cities of light, and we in the hollow globe. Your mental and emotional health is dependent upon this connection, and your survival is dependent upon your connection with all life forms, especially the trees, who beckon and call to you and yearn to speak with you. Flow yourselves into us as we flow ourselves into you, for we are one. And this mighty ocean will flow this whole earth into the fifth dimension of light. We bid you adieu, our brothers and sisters on earth, and hope you will hasten to our call. For our call is also your call from within. It is all the same call. It is one call from the mighty Creator, calling us all home. All planets and all universes will only evolve now, forever, eternally evolve. And that's the message from the Hollow Earthians and Telos.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Jurea. Thank you. So I'm sure that for those that are new, everybody that thinks that this communion coming together is going to be very soon. So that is also.
You did say foreseeable future.
Yes. So this is also, so as we're talking about this, we're also talking about disclosure. Because when disclosure comes, I mean, the emergence, you know, with the inner and hollow earth also will be coming at the same time, if not a little bit before. So there's so much to really look forward to. We need to always keep our mindsets, our heart minds on that, on the grand plan. Remember, we used to talk a lot about that. We are there. As you probably have heard us also, is that the light has won. And the more we keep our vibrations and frequencies at a high level, the more we bring that forth into our knowingness, so that nothing can take that peace and that joy away from us, because we know what the truth is. So I guess with that, I don't know if you have any other comments, Jurea. I mean, you are from
Hollywood. No, I'm good.
You're good. All right. So maybe we'll let you and your dad talk more about the grand plan, et cetera, when it's time for Q&A. In the meantime, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Okay, here we go. Yeah. All right, Dr. Tom, mm-hmm. be ready. We're going to be we're calling you in now. All right, so we'll find out whether
calling you in a little early.
just about maybe 10 minutes. So
yeah.
We'll see where Dr. Tom is, whether he's hiking or...
Give him more time to talk.
Okay. There we go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Tom. Welcome.
How are you?
Well, we're good. And yourself? Tell us what you've been up to.
enjoying life.
Good.
Yeah, we called you a little early so we could give you more time to talk.
Oh, okay. I wasn't prepared to.
No,
yeah,
it's okay.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're ready to go, huh?
Yep.
Well, so we got some information, and I was actually just getting some in just as you were calling. So this last week, the biggest thing was a lot of our contacts, they could not say anything. They were told because they signed NDAs, we cannot speak, just know it's happening, which is a good sign. Many paymasters have been traveling to destinations, to locations, a lot of them to Reno. A lot of them struggled with that because they've been called, they go there, and they return home. And a lot of them just said, they, you know, make sure you be there, and they just said, no, we're not going. And so this time they said, no, you need to go because things are happening. Other bond from different countries, South American countries, that I'm in contact with, were told to head to Switzerland for the first time, which was important. I'll talk a little bit more about that once I get that off the top of my head. So if we look at the changes, they're not just working on this RV for global reset. There's things behind the scenes. So we're going from this USA corporation, which is defunct. It's still running by these clowns who are running it, you know. And I feel that they are running it because they are they're told to. You know, the guy that's up there, that's not really him. He's told to act stupid. It's all pantomime. QFS system will start up, and it'll be registered under the New Republic. So we have changes in government. We have changes in banking. We're going to have changes in healthcare. We'll have so all this is tied in to this pandemic and this hoax that has been displayed on the planet. So we have changes. And the biggest thing is that Space Force, which Trump talked about, now has all the military underneath it. You have the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, and then you have Starlink and the QF system, which is all under that being controlled. So they're all linked up now officially, especially certain Navy, and there was another one. So the Space Force will be running the QFS and the banking system has been finalized. That's why it's taken time. They've tracked all the criminals. They've had paymasters that were supposedly white hats, or black hats, and they've been taken out. So there's been massive amounts of sting operations. You see, they had to let this presidential fraud go. They knew it was going to happen, and they let it happen. This is my opinion. The Trump says, we have to do this so we can catch these bad guys. Otherwise, we've been fighting them. So they're hanging themselves. It's been a master plan. It's been set up for years. And the good news is we've had to wait much longer to receive our money, but now it'll be in a safer world, okay, because we are in control of our money, not these clowns. Got word today that Iraq is sovereign, and tomorrow is their what they're called 4th of July, which they actually added a new holiday. So that's important. And they're ready to go. So hopefully tomorrow they'll be announcing their new dinar. The QFS system is set up. Let me see here. I had some notes. Oh, okay. So in Switzerland, that's the main hub of what we call Basel II and Basel III. That's compliance. So each bank in the U.S. has to have, the big banks have to have $1 trillion in their banks to be compliant to run their banks now. Okay, before they didn't. They didn't have anything in there. So they were running a Ponzi scheme. So all of the banks in the U.S. are compliant. They're waiting, hopefully, for by tomorrow. We'll have three other countries, the last three countries, that will be compliant. So United Kingdom, Greece, and Spain, and they'll be compliant. So it looks like we'll have notifications for next week. And that's basically it. So got to remember, it's just tremendous amount of things that are going on. And we know a lot of people are disappointed. We know a lot of people need the money. They had to put this thing together. We're switching from this new republic, a new banking system, QFS, and we're switching over to a whole new system because the old system was a mafia criminal parasite-run system that stole and stole for thousands of years, and now we're switching over. So it's a big switch. So that's our update. It looks good.
Yeah. Yep. Very good.
And don't get disappointed if we go past next week. Just, you know, stay busy and keep working along. So
mm-hmm.
That's kind of where we're at.
Thank you, Dr. Tom. I've also had very positive information coming in also, which chimes in with what you've said so far. It isn't just one thing that is at stake here. It's the world in terms of its health, its economy, how countries are going to be working together. It's a game. It's a huge game changer for our world. This is where we are. I think what's really key is I had heard already that two states, and some of you may already have heard it, that both Texas as well as Florida are already sovereign states in our United States. So there will probably be more coming in regards to, and all of the more people again are coming up with more data as time goes by, as it is right now, to really be able to say, hey, here, we've got confirmation, we've got the data to support the fraudulent votes, we've got data to support that all of this stuff about the COVID and the vaccines, if they've got data about who actually died and who didn't die, most of them, again, are from people who've already been vaccinated. So that data is now coming forth as well. So it is, it's a worldwide with many facets in terms of how it all plays out. That's why it's part of what we call the grand plan. So in the meantime,
dear,
I want to say to everyone, yes? Could I?
Be sure and explain to people exactly what sovereign states mean.
Well, since you brought it up, why don't you talk about it then?
I'm leaving it in your hands. but you know what a sovereign state is, so let them know, because a lot of them don't know what a sovereign state is.
That is where each state has, they're the ones that govern themselves. They're the ones that say it's about the people. They're the people are the ones that are in charge. It's not a specific, it's like they take the power over anything else that's happening with all of the other states. They do all of their own, they're the ones in charge of how they want to take care of their health, their economy, and how they want to interact with any of the other states or other countries. They're very, very sovereign. We are also sovereign individuals. So why the masses are following what somebody else says, you know, that's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we need to take our powers back. States now are beginning to do that as well. So, I mean, there's all kinds of information out there on the Internet regarding sovereignty. And that's also part of the evolution in regards to even our wealth, where that's the reason why, you know, when you go in, you're in complete charge of your money and in terms of what you do with it, because you are a sovereign individual. That's why we're going back to the natural law in terms of the trust. Well, we have a revocable, we can do anything with our trust. We're not going to leave it up to somebody else to be able to do that. Dr. Tom, I know that you're still here. Do you want to say anything more about that then?
Well, I just know that, yeah, that's true. And Texas and Montana just announced that in the states to ban the requirement of vaccination as a condition of employment, as deemed
very
discrimination
good.
And violation of the state's human rights laws.
Yeah, yeah.
So
very
it's all
nice.
Progressing,
very
and it will all progress to this the sovereign, but basically the truth, because when they did this PCR testing, you know, it was tested for COVID. There is no COVID. It's a synthetic thing that's been drawn up. No.
Correct.
And people and all the lies of you know, no one had colds, flus, heart attacks, motorcycle accidents, you know. So all that truth will come out. But the hard thing is, you know, seeing these people that have taken this. You know, if you take the guy that the mechanic, you know, who and his wife that may be a school teacher and they've got three kids, and they said, well, if you don't take this bioweapon, you will lose your jobs. And, you know, they don't have time to research. Those are the people you need to help. But it's the people that just decided, well, I'm taking this because, you know, I believe in
it. I think people need, people at this time, this is the first, I mean, this is it, people. This is the most, what is that? The most powerful time in all of our history. You know, the switching from 3D, getting rid of all of the corruption and evilness into the beautiful, pristine, loving communities that we have always wanted for ourselves, our families, and our world. That is where we are. People have to take a stand in terms of whether or not they are still going to play in the middle, or whether or not they can say, you know what, if I can't get this job and they say I have to be vaccinated, you could take a stand and say, I refuse to do that. And if you refuse, they have to fire you. And then, of course, then you will get some income coming in because they're the ones that fired you. So it's really, if you can, people really have to take a bold stand now. This is the moment in history where you can implant the strongest person you have ever, that you are, that has to come forth. This is the only way, and we are the light workers because we know better. So why are we even thinking about, I'm just going to go along with the program because I have to do this and I have to do that. And it is difficult when you have all kinds of friends and family members that are on that opposite side. But you know, we know better. If we want what we say we want, we can do it, but we got to do it in masses in terms of who we are. And that is the time. So you see all kinds of doctors, healthcare people, attorneys now that are coming out, and they're being very forthright in terms of all that information coming out to get rid of the corruption. And we have to do our part as well, obviously. Okay, well, anyways.
Hey, Jane, I have a question. Are you charged up today?
I get charged up.
You are charged up.
I'm feeling, you're
so right. And that's where people need to, we've been so in bicameralism for 3,000 years.
You bet.
But now is the time to wake up to know that we are God and goddesses, and that we govern ourselves. We think for ourselves, and then we find out who we are and where we came from, and work from our heart, mind, and also establish the truth. Once you know the truth and know truth of really what we're here, that's the great awakening, you know, and being able to for people to know what's in their foods and what's been and through education of these universities and, you know, on and on and on. But now are people waking up, and then you can create your own life and bring in the divine and your spiritual energy. And with the way we'll be able to change, we'll be able to live much longer and, you know, take care of this planet. So it is a great time to be on this planet.
It is great. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom. Thanks for that conversation. And we will go ahead and let you go. You have yourself a super, super wonderful day. And thanks again for all that input. Okay. You bet.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Zaria? Hello.
Yeah, I think it's about time we bring Michael and Mark in.
I know. They're not due until 10 o'clock. We have about 20 minutes. So if you will, how about we do get your dad in, unless you have some other things you want to discuss? I'm sure people would like to be able to. Yeah. Up to you.
I'd like to talk about some of the stuff that we have been trying out, like the OmniMat or Nano. What is it called again? The OmniMat.
Yeah, it's called the OmniMat.
And the OmniMat, right.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead. This is coming from Body Wave International.
Yeah, Body Wave International is a company that brings out innovative ways for health and other things. But right now, we have been working with them, and they sent us an OmniMat to try out, and we've been doing that, and it's been very beneficial upon using it, because it does arrest and get rid of pain in the back, and if you have issues with your back, it also has a whole bunch of stones that heat up, and you can give more explanation than me. Go ahead, dear.
Well, I think what's very key are always about testimonials. So
yeah, of course.
Why don't you give them, yeah, you've got like three or four testimonies on just the OmniMat. So why don't you do that?
Well, okay.
One is
I
your
have
back.
To go way, I have one, and one is my back. My back was messed up several years ago when I was working on a carnival ride and fell from the top of it and hit the ground. And they worked on my back and operated on it. And the fifth lumbar area. And so I had, you know, pain in my back on and off. And because of that.
Can I?
And,
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I
told you to chime in.
Yeah,
you
okay, we're going to do this together. So not only have you had back aches for many years and have had injections as well, which have helped temporarily. And you've also gained a few pounds. You're a little over what you should be, right? So that doesn't help the back at all, correct? And so it also minimizes your activity in terms of walking and in terms of what you used to be able to do, like ride your bikes, etc. Okay.
Right.
So So the first time you put it on, you had it. It's like I think it's about 6 feet long, right?
Yeah, it's six feet by 2.5 feet long, wide.
No. It's much wider than that. I think it's at least, I'll have to guess.
No, it's about 2 feet wide.
No, I have to disagree. I know about measurements. So anyway.
Well, go ahead and measure it then.
So I think.
I know it's 6 feet. It is 6 feet long.
Yeah. Okay. So you are how tall, Jerea?
5'11".
Okay, and you're wider than I am, right? So
I would
tell
say
you
so.
Exactly.
Say boom.
Okay, so the width of this is about 28 inches wide.
Okay.
So that's pretty close to almost 3 feet. So you might be right.
Oh.
So that's 12.
That's
12, 24. So it's, sorry. Okay, guys. All right. So Zaray is right. Anyway, and so it's great for, you know, however tall you are or however wide people are. I think it'll fill up the, you know, it's adequate as far as the width and the length for healing.
Yeah.
So anyways,
for the issues in the back, apparently. Yeah.
Correct. So what's really cool about the mat is that not only does it have these beautiful stones for healing and they heat up, you also have what we call the red light, which so you have, you also have the frequencies embedded. We call that the PEMF. And so you have the light and the heat and PEMF. And that all works together to help to heal the body. So as soon as you put that on, you must have been on that mat for how long before you felt some relief? A couple hours at the very beginning?
Oh, the first time I got on it?
Yeah.
Well, I felt relief after around the first 30 minutes. But And then after an hour, I didn't feel any pain at all. And the mat does definitely, stack up to what they said it would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what happened one day when you were having, when you had a stomach ache, right, from food poisoning or something? That's a good one.
I got a hold of some bad food at a casino. Came home, started feeling nauseous.
What?
And So we put the mat on top of me, not under me, but on top of me, you know, over on my stomach. And after being on under it for about an hour, the stomach ache was gone, and I was back to normal. So it definitely will work on your stomach area. You can put the mat on top of you, if you like. And so it will also work in the stomach area, your chest, and, you know, types of stuff like that. So you can either lay on it or you can lay under it, whichever you decide you, whatever issues you're having. That's if you can't lay on your stomach instead of, you know, roll over on your stomach. A lot of people can't do that because of issues. So, so instead, you just put the mat on top of you, and it does what it says it will do, and it eased the issue and got rid of it. So I didn't have to go out and get my stomach pumped from at a hospital, and anything like that. I just went ahead and let the mat do its work, and it did. So the nausea disappeared, and so it works. So the mat is definitely beneficial for aches and pains that you may have. There's also, I don't know if she's on the call right now. She may be. There's another person that received a mat, and she also has the testimony as well. But of course, like I said, I don't know if she's on the call or not, but, you know who that is, right?
I will go ahead. Yeah. When it's time for Q&A. Okay. So the mat is really excellent. Okay.
It is. So, it is very good.
Yeah. And so what Billy does now is that she will sleep on that.
I do.
And,
I sleep on it all night long.
And how has it changed for you in terms of sleeping?
Well, okay, I'll put it this way. I wasn't able to normally lay down or sleep on a regular bed. I had to be sitting in a recliner in the living room with a blanket over me to be able to sleep. Comfortably.
With an elevation. Yeah, comfortably.
Yeah, with an elevation.
Yeah, probably like about a 45 degree angle, so that even 30 degrees. So her back was not supine. I mean, it wasn't flat. So, and that has now.
So anyway, now I'm able to sleep on the bed, the mat
without any problems,
and on flat on my back and no pain.
Right.
That's been a very good thing. So instead of having my bedroom in the living room, my bedroom is in the bedroom.
She's back on her bed. Okay. All right. So, of course, then the other one that we ought to talk about is called the necklace. So the necklace is called the Stargate.
That's the Stargate.
Now, right. Mm-hmm. So when you get a mat, first of all, you can feel the stones. The mat is really beautiful. You see all of these jade and all kinds of different stones that really helps with the healing process. Now, the necklace, that's what I have. I wear that periodically when you put it on, and I wear it because it helps to just kind of balance the whole body physically and emotionally and mentally. It kind of keeps you very keel. What is that?
Balanced.
So it's nice. And then you can also feel that you could feel the vibrational frequencies. You could feel it. So, which is also great, you know, especially when you're meditating. So I don't I don't like noise when I'm meditating. So, and so what you'll hear is you will hear the different frequencies as it works. So you only need to really do it maybe once or twice a day. So, and then that's it. The same thing with the watch. The watch is just more, practical, since, you know, you could do it, you know, you could, you know, wear it all day long, turn it on whenever you want, wherever you are. And people, and you have earbuds so that it's so nobody else is listening to the different frequencies and vibrations. Also, in regards to the necklace, at least, you know, if you feel like you got a headache, you can place it on your temple and put a bandana over it. So, and then your headache will be gone. So, or where you have pain, you could put it locally, whether it's on the back or, you know, wherever, elbow, et cetera. And that will help also. So it's, these are really the, again, as we all know, this is all part of the Tesla technology that is really coming out. And Body Wave International is one of them. The two people, you know, Ron Heyer and Catherine Golden, they are just really super heart-centered people. And if you want to talk to Catherine, you could always give her a call. You could always email her. You could go to bodywaveinternational.com and look at all the different items. If you don't see an item in there, text her or email her, and then she can get back to you. Otherwise, these are really wonderful advanced technology that we can all partake of. So she has a plan. You could put it on a layaway. You could put it on a payment plan or whatever. But at least you know that you've got something coming to you at some point. And in the meantime, this is probably one of, in terms of devices to have. It also is protective in terms of EMFs. So it's they've really come up with some really wonderful products. So I think with that being said, I think we're going to go.
And we have the eye guard.
Bring in, and then the eye guard. The eye guard is, which is the bracelet. It's a little multi-functional.
It looks like an Apple Watch, but it's not.
It looks like an Apple Watch, but it's not, right. So lots of people like it. And so it has, you know, you can listen to it, and then you could, I know, there's all kinds of different things you can do with that watch, actually, or bracelet.
Yeah, you have earphones that are specially made for it, and they're highly, they're highly energized to go along with it.
Right.
And
they
have copper things on them, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're really good to have as an asset to go along with them, with the eye guard.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. Okay.
So
I think that should be it for today, regarding the Body Wave International.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. All right. So after we have our discussion here and updates from Mark and Michael, then we'll have Zora come through and see what
Q&A.
To share with all of us regarding what is going on, where are we, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All right. So let me go ahead first and bring in, let's go ahead and bring Mark first. So they're both ready to come on. All right. And if you have any questions, again, for Mark and Michael, just go ahead and, press one if you're on the live calls, then you can, I'll be able to bring you in into the call. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in Mark first. And I think they're almost a part of this regular call that we have already. So I don't know if I really need to introduce either of them.
You ready to go?
This is this.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Jane. How you doing?
We're good. Yes, and welcome to our Blog Talk Show. So
thank you.
Maybe
glad
people.
To be here.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and bring Michael in, and you can introduce Michael, but. And we know you. We love you. You're spiritually oriented, and you're all about the best products out there, whether they're good for the body, or whether or not they're energy products, or whether or not it has to do with wealth. So you kind of run the gamut in terms of what you've been involved with and has always been very successful in whatever endeavor that you have chosen. And we want to thank you again for being here with us and providing some really wonderful, you know, currency products, you know, through Michael, and that you're here with us. So thank you, Markle.
Thank you for having me. Mark. It's always a blessing to be here.
Okay.
Markle.
You want to, yeah. So, Mark, just tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Hello.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Jane Zarea, you know, we've been really great friends for so long. It was like an instant connection, vibrational frequency, the same place. And so I meditate every day. I've been, you know, Reiki master, been into healing and power of attraction. And when I'm putting my attention out, amazing things happen. That's how I met Zarea, and that's how Jane, and we attracted each other.
Yeah.
Same thing with Michael a couple years ago. And Michael turned me on to the digital world. You know, I was doing nutritional products and which are great, but he turned me on to the digital world, and oh my God, my earnings went up 1,000%. So I feel very blessed, and you'll hear Michael in a minute, but I'm just blessed. I feel blessed, and I feel blessed to be with all you guys.
Yeah. Well, we are blessed. So thank you so much for that, Mark. It's always a pleasure to have you on our call. So let me go ahead and bring the other brother. So let's go ahead and do that.
Other brother from another mother.
In the end, we really only have one mother, right?
There you go.
Okay, here we go. All right. All right, let's go ahead and bring Michael in. All right, so we'll see what's going on with Michael these days. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Welcome, Michael, the other brother. So we have Mark already here, and we want to know a little bit about what you've been up to yourself before we talk about business. So anyways, Mark and Michael, you've got the floor.
Wonderful.
Go ahead, Mike.
So thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Zarea and Jane, and I love you guys, and I've been on many times, so I know a lot of you on this call, and we're all blessed to know each other. We know that for sure. Anyways, I met Michael a couple of years ago. It was divinely timed. We connected right away. We had the same integrity. We had the same desire to help others and an abundance mentality. And we just did great. We've been doing great things together ever since we met. We're making lots of money. We're changing lots of lives. We're helping people spiritually as well as financially. Because if you got the bills coming in and you can't pay it, it's hard to do, you know, be on your spiritual path because it just throws you off. So Michael's all about, and I'm all about, and James is all about having the full 200% of the material as well as the spiritual. So anyways, Michael's a master trader. He's been a master trader for 25 years. He's taught people all over the world. A master in Forex, a master in the digital world with the different cryptocurrencies. I'm just so blessed to have Michael as our mentor and teacher. And Michael's absolutely breaking every record in this company. I mean, he's just like blowing it off the charts, and the owner of the company is very connected with him now. And so he's really the expert, and he's got so much that he can teach you. So I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Michael, and my brother from another mother, Michael. So take it away, Michael, and tell him what you want to tell him.
Excellent, excellent. So I just want to say, man, it's great to be with my brother. I know the last time it was kind of like having your brother somewhere else. I was like, where's my bro? We missed it last time. But anyway, man, we're so excited right now. And I just want to always give it back to, you know, people who have enough love in their heart to have platforms to really help people. So I want to give it back to you first and foremost, Jane, and also Zarea, for just your passion and the amount of years that you've dedicated just to help people. It's just something that's pretty mind-boggling that you just keep going. And that's something to me that's a pleasure. It's really a benefit for all of us to be in that position. And I already know with what you've done and what has been accomplished and what we're doing that you are truly, truly going to be blessed for what you've done. And it's just the way it is. I'm a big believer that it's definitely more that you get out of giving than receiving. And I have been living that for the last strong decade of just living that life of just giving and giving and giving, and the blessings has just been tremendous in such a big way that I just can't even put it into words. So it really touches my heart. So I definitely want to give it back to Mark as well, because absolutely impossible for me to have known about what we're talking about right now if he didn't send me that video and say, hey, man, you need to look at this. So I did look at it. But I want to go over some things real quick and any questions that people have. We are in a very, very intense and monumental moment right now, and I can't stress it more than where we are. We're in October, and the company – the actual coin that we've been talking about after, you know, of course, Daisy had already gone, you know, public and all the things it's been able to accomplish. But we are going public next month. So it's imperative right now for people, if you have more that you're wanting to put into this, and we're going to discuss it, especially for people, this may be your first call, so you might, what are you talking about? But for people who have been on this call and you've been listening to me month after month after month, and Mark as well, we are at that point. You know, we're at the point that we are going to be going public in November on the EMET, E-M-E-T exchange. And we are going to also have a very strong relationship with CoinMarketCap. Now, if you don't know who CoinMarketCap, that just gets you out there. You know, we are going to be known up to this point. It's been very private. We have close to 30,000 members right now. So exciting to hear that number. When I first got started, we weren't even at 10,000 members, Mark, right? When we first started this call, we weren't even at 10,000 members. And now we're right near 30,000 members is the new number. And so it's just something that it's a blur. You know, all of these people who have come through, all of these people that are being affected, you know, affected in such a powerful way. But how powerful it is that we've made our way. You know, and the next, just to understand how fast this is going to go from now to the end of the year, I was actually sitting down because we had an opportunity to go to Cancun, and the trip was amazing. And all I could do is just keep each and every one of you in my heart, because I wanted everyone to be there. I really did, because it was such a beautiful moment and beautiful people. You know, Francis Yoon and Richard Pio and the owners of this, they're so people-oriented. That, you know, you never understand that, hey, I'm sitting next to a billionaire, but he's so humble. You would think that he's just a regular guy walking down the street, enjoying taking care of people, but that's he had that persona and not a persona of a person that has the means that this gentleman had. So, you know, just sitting down with them and understanding where we're going with this and how he really wants to help people in a big way really melted my heart, because we've talked on the phone a lot every week. But to physically meet someone and be able to talk face-to-face like we did, it just kind of brought me to that point that, wow, all of these people are going to be affected in such an incredible way. So very exciting news that we are going public in November. We will be on the EMET exchange. We will be with CoinMarketCap. What that really means for everybody that has gotten started, hold on. That's all I can say. Hold on for this momentum. Hold on. For how many people that are going to be coming through, you know, talking to the owner, he was like, yes, Michael, we're looking at bringing in at least 200,000 people, close to 500,000 people by December and going into January. And really what that means is the price of this token is going to absolutely explode. And I've talked about this before, even when, you know, Daisy's token went out, it was at 10 cents and that thing hit $20, right? We talked about that. Well, this is a coin right now, I'm letting you know, that has more functionality than Daisy will ever have when it comes to functionality, ability. It's just a token made for that. And so I'm always trying to impress upon people that if you haven't invested in it, make sure you do, okay? And if you have invested in it and you want to put in more, make sure you get the low price. One thing that I train with trading and everything with my students is, when do you buy? When it's high or when it's low? But we all know the answers to that. It's when it's low. want to make sure that you buy at a very low amount so that it can go up higher. And then when you're ready to liquidate, you can do so. So please make sure you take advantage of this moment. We're less than a month away from it going public. And, of course, as I always do, I always report back on this call on all of the results, just like I did with Daisy. I always come back with results. But just remember, you're on the other side this time. You're not with me reporting that it's already gone public. This is before it going public. So you do have still time to get back with us so that we can make things happen for you. Why is it another big reason to get started now? Well, we're going into the fourth quarter. And I know a lot of people said, well, Michael, I'm hearing some things in China and this and that is going on. Is that going to affect us? Yes, it is going to affect us, but not the way that people think it's going to affect us. Because of the things that are going over in the Asian realm, it's actually increasing. I'm going to say that again. It's actually increasing what's going on our side. Why? Because all of the coins that are getting displaced, all of those groups that are out there, they're looking for a home. I'm going to say that again. They're looking for a home. And we now have Jange and the Emin Exchange. And so where are these people going to go? Well, they're coming to us now. So we have literally 60 to 70 different currencies out there looking for a place to be because we're registered legally. We have all of the legislations on our side. The actual state is behind us at this point of time. And the country is behind looking at what we're doing because they want to actually make an example so that other companies that get started, they have to follow what we've done, right? So I'm giving you this information because I want you to understand the bigness of this, that this is not small. Nothing that I get involved with is small. It always deals with billions of people, not millions. So it's a very exciting call, but a very instrumental call as well. Just like before when we got in Daisy, and I was a month before, and I said, hey, we're about to go public. It's going to be $5. I even told the price. I said, it's going to be $5. Well, of course, what happened? It was $5 that day. It went to $14, and then it went to $20. Soon to probably be at $50 by the end of this year. Well, the same thing with this token. As I've said over and over again, from my just looking at this and other experts that are looking at this, you know, we're looking at around $100 next year going to $1,000. So blessings, right? So even if you look at Jane Azorea, blessed, right? Because they blessed other people. What does that really turn to? Well, if you have 90,000 tokens like they have because they just help people, you're at $9 million just going into the beginning of next year, right? So this is something that you want to start to calculate. And how much do I want to be able to make because I'm in front? It's kind of like someone going to you and giving you a recipe to how to win a game before you get in the game, but you don't take it. You're just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to play this game the way I want to play it. You know, I'm not going to listen. Even though you're giving me everything I need to win this game, I'm not even going to listen to it. Well, that's what some people are doing right now. Right now, we're giving you the recipe to actually win before it actually happens so that you can go ahead and gauge your success. So what I mean by that is the blueprint. Every time I'm on a call, I always tell people, look, there's a blueprint here. If you get 50,000 tokens, right, and this thing goes to $100, you're at $5 million at that time. And we're not saying, oh, if it's going to get there. It's just when, because the company has done everything that they need to do to make sure that we hit this number. All of the marketing is already set right now. All of the relationships are already set right now. So let's just talk about this, because now that we're getting to the nitty-gritty, I always like to be very specific, and I'll be quick. I know we only have a certain amount of time. So first and foremost, a lot of people say, well, Michael, you know, I don't have the capital maybe to put that much money in. And that's okay. Just get in where you fit in, because we all know right now, if you would have gotten into Bitcoin in 2009 with just $100, I was just looking at the numbers before I got on, you would have been close to $480 million just with the $100. That's where you would be. So we do have entries at $100. We do have entries at $500. 1,000, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, and 25,000. So you just get in where you fit in. you know, wherever you fit in. And yes, we do have people who have gotten 10 positions. We had a person earlier this week that came in with over $300,000 this week, right? So it's for anybody. It doesn't matter where you are, whether it's $100 or beyond. You know, people are very interested in making sure that they can get in. And this is the time, because I will tell you this, when I get on the call and I come back in November, you know, hopefully we'll be able to jump on one more time before November comes. But if it's after, the call is going to be different, because we're not going to be talking about 36 cents anymore. You know, that's where it is right now. We're going to be talking about some crazy number that people are going to be able to get in at that point. And it will be crazy. I'm going to let you know. So if you get in $100, let's just kind of break this down. If you get in $100 right now, it is 36 cents. We're already over 50% sold out after 36 cents. So it's going to be 37 this week, I know. But if you're at $100, you're going to get 277 tokens and some change. I know it's not exact. But if this just gets to a dollar, right, you put in $100, but you made 277. If it gets to $10, you put in $100, but you made 2,777. And if you put in $100, because, you know, and it goes to $100, meaning that it goes up to $100, you know, that's what we're looking in the first quarter of next year, just with the $100 investment, you're at 27,777 that you've made, right? Now let's talk about 1,000. If you come in at 1,000, you're going to end up with 1,777, of course, and some change. But just think about this. When you get to $1, you've made off your $1,000 investment 2,777. At $10, you're at 27,777. And at $100 when it gets there, you're going to be at 277,777. Now, let's talk about 10,000. If you're at 10,000, you're going to have 27,777 tokens. Now, when it gets to $1, you've made 27,777. Gets to $10, you're at 277,777. And if it gets to $100, you're going to be at 2,777,777. So what are we really saying here? The opportunity is always when you come in low and you sell high. My success every day when I'm trading is off of me coming in low and selling high. But as you already know, in trading, you can also buy high and be able to make money when it comes down. But in tokens, it's just one direction. You know, so many people always say, well, Michael, I'm worried about it going up and coming down. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, if you get in low, you don't have to worry if it comes back down. You don't have to worry about the question of, oh, what if it comes back down? Well, you don't have to worry about that, because it's never going to come back down to where you bought it. It's always going to be highly above that amount, you know, highly above. So think about these other tokens out there that started at 10 cents, like Daisy, for instance, and where they are now. It will never go back to 10 cents, right? So these are some of the things that are so beneficial. And so if you're on the call, of course, kind of did this one backwards because I like to really report the significance of each call. Each call, we're getting closer and closer to our destination. The IMC token, the reason why it's such a great thing to get involved with is that, one, it's based right here in Wyoming, right, in the state of Wyoming in the United States. And if you're in different countries, it's a benefit as well. We're global, okay? It's a definite benefit. And we all know that everything rises and falls on the U.S. dollar. And what I mean by that is when U.S. dollar goes up, other countries' currencies go down. If other countries' currencies go up, you know, or I should say if the U.S. dollar goes down, then other countries' dollars are going to go up. So U.S. is what we call the major sign of reaction to money. And so because it's based right here in Wyoming and it's highly regulated, people are now all over the world looking for these exchanges, and we have it. The G-Point community, the reason why this is one of the most important things that you can get involved with on the planet is because there's no solution for businesses online and offline when it deals with fluctuation. And so what do I mean by that? Well, if I'm going out there and I take my $5 of Bitcoin to Walmart, they're not going to accept it. And the reason why is because they already know that $5 is not going to be $5 as soon as we do the transaction. It could drop to 4, it could drop to 3, right? We just saw Bitcoin. You see all the fluctuation that's going on with Bitcoin right now. Well, nobody's going to really want to do transactions with that token because of the fluctuation. So what happens with G-Point is our IMC token passes through the G-Point, stabilizing the transaction so that when you go out there to pay for things, the merchants will accept it online, offline. If you want to buy a house or a car, you can do that because we have the G-Point. So the next thing is that we also have it where, you know, some people say, well, Michael, how do I get from the digital currency to if I need to use it for USD or some other country's currency? Well, it's very simple because it's attached to a Visa card. And when you have that Visa card, it enables you to be able to now go from IMC to USD. And that's imperative because if we want things to continue to flow, it is times that people need to go from one to the other. And we have a very seamless way that you'll be able to take care of that. Now, I know I get people that call me sometimes. They say, well, Michael, what about that pump and dump? What about these people going out there pumping the price out and then the price plummets? How do we deal with that? Well, one of the things that that our group has done is that when you come in, it's locked for 6 months. So what that does is every investor is insured that the price is going to do what? Go down or go up? Well, we're all locked into it going up because nobody's selling. Nobody's dumping the token. Everybody's buying the token. So after 6 months, you're able to liquidate 10% per month, but that's, again, discouraging those individuals that will come in and try to dump 100% of their currency and then hurt the actual token's price. So that's one of the things that's so powerful. Now, the next thing is people say, well, Michael, what about the worst case scenario? I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen if I invest in this? Well, in our case, the worst thing that can happen to you is that you're buying it at 36 cents, and right now it's retailing for 45 to 50 cents. So what does that mean for you? You got an instant 15% return on your money. And I don't, honestly, I don't know anything out there right now that's going to give you an instant 10 to 15% return on your investment, which is just significant. So right now, we are about 60% sold out. We only have about 40% more. This is right before we're going public. So probably going into next month, my conversation is, we will be out of this token and we'll probably be talking about something else. But it's so important for everybody to just jump on and make sure that they're able to benefit from what we have. And don't fear. You know, we're here. Mark and myself, we're here for people who don't understand this market. You may say, I know nothing about digital currency. Well, that's where you leverage me. That's where I can help you to be able to understand, hey, this is what it is. This is how you move it. This is how you use it. And my goodness gracious, if you have a 401k that's not performing and you have money that's just sitting in a bank account, you know, I'm not a financial advisor, but we both probably understand that if you have a certain amount of money and it's not going to take care of your retirement, then you need to look at self-directing that 401k like many of the members that are listening on this call has done, and now be able to put those funds into digital currency, something that's making 1,000% on average every single year. It's just, it's imperative for people to know this. And so, like I said, I'm so excited. You probably can tell everything's getting so, so close right now. It's kind of like, you know, for young kids, it's like going to Disney World. It's kind of like, you know, the days are getting closer and closer. You're like, man, I can't wait. We're just less than 30 days out before we're going to have this big moment of being on the public exchange. So I'm so excited. I'm just going to go ahead and have some time to just open up the call. I am going to add a couple things, but I just want to see if anybody has any questions or anything, and then I'll lock in the rest later, okay?
Okay. All right. Anyone who has a question for Michael, just go ahead and press 1, and I'll go ahead and open up your line. So this is for Michael. Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. Probably the more we talk, Michael, somebody will probably light up. Let me see.
Yeah, no worries.
Question for you. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Okay. So this is 314 ending in 2036. Just let me know if this call is for Zora or it's for Michael.
This is GMT from St. Louis, Jane. I'll ask a question for Michael.
Okay, sure.
How do I get a hold of him and start a start the process? I came in late, so I just would like to know how I can get a hold of him and get something started.
Okay.
Excellent. So I'm going to actually give that information out right now. So Jane has taught me well to what I should probably even add to this. So I'm so excited about that. But what you want to do, the clearest way is it's free. And I'm going to give you the number. But when you text, you want to put your first and last name, even the number, if it's a different number than what you're referencing, and your area that you're from. That was awesome. She was like, you know, at your area. So, again, put your first and last name, your phone number of preference, and also free, and your area that you're from. So the first thing is free. Let me organize this. So first thing, text free with your first and last name, your number, and also your area that you're from. That'll lock it in for me so that I'm more clear. But the number you want to text free to and all this information I'm giving you right now is to 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And you want to just, again, text free, your first and last name, your number, and, of course, your area, you know, if you're from UK or if you're from US, you know, whatever it may be, just put that information there because it's going to help me a little bit more to analyze, you know, what I need to do and how I need to connect with you. Sometimes I have to connect with people through WhatsApp and Telegram. I can phone you. I can literally call you through that process. And then, of course, people in the U.S., I can just reach out to you. So that makes it very big so I know how to connect with you.
Very good. Thank you. And I can call you and get set up for as little as $100. Correct?
That is correct. So I wanted to be specific. That is correct. As little as $100, you can get started. And really to an infinite amount, we really haven't got to a point of the lowest, but, you know, of course, it's got to be within reason. We don't want someone owning all the tokens because it can really create a problem in the future if someone has, like, millions and millions and millions of dollars. But, yeah, definitely we have it where it can go from 100 to, you know, 300, 400, 500. We had a person that came in at 1.5 million. So, you know, it's just really open on the other side of things for people to be able to buy what they want.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, Jim.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Jane.
Let me. All right, Jim. No problem. Okay, let me see if this one also is for you. All right. I'm opening up a line with a lot of ones. Is this call from you? Is this for Zora or is this for Michael? Hello?
Yeah, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, okay. It's JJ in New Jersey. You talked about 60% sold. What if it sells out and it's like December or something? You're going to have other opportunities?
Yeah, there will be other announcements of ones that will be coming out. It will not be this token. It will be a different one that will be coming out that has what I call great value to it. Because for me, the value is in how usable the token is and also, you know, the energy that it has when it's moving things, when you're moving things around. So we'll definitely have an additional one coming after that. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned.
That's great to know, Michael. Thank you. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, JJ. Thank you. All right. Good question. All right. I guess the other question I have for you, Michael, is in regards to, hold on a second. You know, there's so much a movement as far as the economy. There's always talk right now that the economy is going to crash, that everything is going to be, you know, lost. So if you could tell people again, you know, that it's recession-proof, I think is probably maybe what they need to, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the, yeah, exactly. So, you know, what we're doing is, economy-proof, it's recession-proof, and it's election-proof. It's all three. Very, very important that whatever you get involved with, that it touches all three of those, because any of those things going wrong, you can go back, you can go in a really bad direction. And so digital currency, the reason why it's got that type of proof going on right now is because, think about it, when people are actually, you know, wanting to put their money somewhere else, what do they do with it? Well, they put it into gold, they put it into silver, and in the biggest case right now, into digital currency. So anytime there's major problems going on and there's instability in a country, people need to make sure that they're moving their money to something that can grow no matter what's happening. And that's what we have right now. So let's talk about that. Even during last year when things really shut down, what were people still doing? Well, they were still buying food. They were still trying to do transactions because, of course, the government was still giving money, unemployment, and things like that. But people were still doing what? They were still doing online shopping and things to that extent. They're still moving money back and forth to people who need it. If there was a family member that was down or ended up getting COVID, well, what did family members do? Well, they would send money to that family member or whatever material to that family member to make sure they were okay. So in the environment that we're with the IMC token, it covers all of that. It covers online things. It covers offline things. It covers if you're sending people things. All of that is done through transactions. So when you start to look at, okay, where do I want to put my funds? You want to put it where no matter what's going on in the world, it's still prevalent. It's still very needed. And a matter of fact, it goes up even higher. Online sales went higher than ever between last year and this year than any other time because people had to do it that way because of what was going on around it, the environment. So if there's a crash or if there's things going on with us because of our health, all of that is directly connected to having things where it can be very transactional. So that's why we have the success we have, because it's really untouchable when it comes to these different problems that are going on. Because again, why do you get into something when you're investing in it in the first place? Well, it's something that will solve a major problem. And the IMC token, the DAISY token, they were solving major problems. And that's why it's been so successful. And the price has been going up. The price has been going up with us right now since last year, and it has never turned and gone the other way. And that what that is showing is we are not connected to the price movement of Bitcoin. We're not connected to that. We're connected to transactions. We're connected to movement of, you know, things from person to person or things that we need. And so because of that, it allows us to be separate from these other tokens and be able to still create massive income.
Another question, Michael. So what is the difference between a digital currency versus cryptocurrency?
They're the same. They're both the same.
They are the same. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, there is
all
difference
right.
in tokens. You know, there's tokens out there that are security tokens, and you have tokens that are utility tokens. And ours is a utility token, which is really important to know because, you know, the blockchain and everything, all of it was created for security. That, you know, to stop the 70% of fraud that's out there. That's why it was created. A lot of people don't know that. But it was created to make it where users can be get rid of that third-party person. You know, you get rid of the third party, then there's less chances for fraud, right? That's what the blockchain was really created for. So when you have tokens, you have what we call a security token, and you have utility token. And our IMC token is, of course, secure, but it's used for utility purposes to actually do transactions. So that's the difference between that.
Okay. Okay. Well, here we have another. I have another couple of questions here coming up. So this next person is coming from 307, ending in 3928. 3928. You're on the air with Michael. Hello. 3928. 307, ending in 3928. Do you have a question for Michael?
Hello.
Oh. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. You're on the air.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm sorry I was on mute. This is Catherine from Wyoming. I've been wanting to buy tokens for several months. I've kind of checked into it, and it's just so complicated I can't understand it. Also, I do not have an iPhone, and I do not text. Is there any other way to contact you, Michael?
Yeah, so what you can do is just call me, and do you have email access?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what you'll need to do is to call me, because you can't text, so you'll need to call me, and get with Jane. You know, also, Jane, if you have a connection with her, she
sure.
can literally come through you, because I don't want to lose her, because sometimes
oh,
people
sure.
do call me, and I don't know who's calling me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, is this someone trying to sell me something? But we can definitely do it through emailing back and forth.
Okay.
But one of the things that I did this for is for people like you, individuals who don't understand or have the technology savvy, we literally set everything up for you on our side. Your back office, your purchases of the digital currency, everything is handled by, you know, Mark or myself. So it kind of gets rid of that pain of I'm not techie or I don't have certain phones or I don't have certain things. You still have the ability to win, because that's why we're doing this for individuals that are just in positions where they can't really win, but we still want you to win. So we'll take care of you on that. You can definitely call me, and Jane can make sure that she can get access
yes.
to helping you as well, okay?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's
yes,
wonderful.
We'll go
ahead. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Hey,
thank you.
Do me a favor, Catherine. What time zone
yeah.
are you in? What time zone are you?
Mountain.
Oh, you're mountain. Okay. Mountain time. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're Wyoming.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're in Wyoming, too. That's where our company is registered. So you're registered right in our state.
That's cool.
That did catch my attention. So go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Michael, I don't know what your time, that would be a good time for us to connect with Catherine is for today or tomorrow, which is good for you?
Today would be great. Yeah, I'll be able to help her today.
Fine.
I'm trying to make sure everybody can get in as soon as possible just because of timing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, very good.
Okay,
Catherine, we'll talk to you sometime this afternoon after our call, okay? We'll do it.
May I ask one more quick question, please?
Sure.
Is this going to be, you know, I keep hearing about this quantum monetary system that's going to be coming forth. Will that work? Oh, is there a connection?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to, currencies always connect in every angle possible. But with what's going on right now, with what I'm talking about, the digital side of what's going to be required for the quantum is what's here right now. A lot of people don't understand that. The transition in technology has to come through this. It has to come through sources like the blockchain in order to make this all work. So all of these components, you know, even going back from bartering from the very beginning to where we are today, all fits together in some symmetrical way. And it just continues everything. So the technology is going to continue to improve. And what we actually have is going to be what's going to transition everything over to these different things in the future. So, yeah, I mean, all of it works cohesively to make things work properly.
Okay, so
great.
Will you be calling me, Jane, or do I need to call you?
Yes, No. I'll have Billy give you a call so we can do a three-way call with Michael, okay? Yeah, so after sometime in the afternoon. We probably will want to have a little bit of lunch. And then so probably Pacific time probably will be like around 3 o'clock Pacific or 2 o'clock, okay? Pacific.
Okay.
And you're an hour ahead.
That'll work.
Okay,
thank
very
you.
Good. Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mike will be available at that time so we don't have
I
to.
I sure will. I sure will.
So
I will be available.
Thank you, Michael.
So we don't have to deal with your voicemail.
Okay, so
right.
Okay, so that's okay. No problem. We'll make sure that we'll connect. So next caller is 250 ending in 8877. Hello?
Hi, Jane.
Yes.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Jane, yeah. It's Marion in Canada. I'm in the same position. I don't have a cell. And I don't know how to connect with Michael.
Okay, so we'll do the same thing. We'll call you this afternoon also, Marion, after we have Catherine talk to Michael. Then we'll go ahead and bring you in after that. Is that all right?
Well, can you give me the time? I just have helpers outside on my acreage.
Yeah, okay. What time zone?
Pacific.
Yeah, Pacific. That's okay. So if we call up Catherine at about what time is it already? So if we call Catherine like at 2 p.m. Pacific, all right, then we'll call you in. How much time do you need with Catherine, Michael?
I would say no more than like about 20 minutes, 30 minutes max.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. Okay. So 30 minutes, so that would mean for you, then we'll call you probably at about 2:33 o'clock noon Pacific time, Marion.
Okay, and I guess the other part is, does this mean whenever we want to talk to Michael, we have to call you first kind of thing?
Well, once you have direct contact with me, you'll be able to just contact me via text or email.
No,
yeah,
no,
you'll be able to connect with me during. No, call.
I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah, we'll set up an appointment as well. You know, you can set up appointments with me. So when I call you, we'll always set what we need. Yeah, we'll be able to do it that way. So each time that we need to connect with each other, you know, we'll set an appointment just to make sure I can be able to pick the phone up and or just call you at that time, okay?
Okay, and after it's set up, like are we flying solo type of thing? Like I'm not computer savvy, really. I mean, I use
actually,
it, but I don't.
Yeah, our community right now is close to 30,000, so there's never solo with this. It's very tight-knit, and the leaders are all very high-level servitude, very high-level. So you'll never be by yourself through the entire transaction. We're very hands-on. When it comes to helping people, because we already recognize we're dealing with different age groups and different people with different backgrounds. So, you know, we're already ready for that. And that's why it's so easy for us to, you know, get people started and help people get started as well. Okay.
Okay. So this is assuming there's always going to be a stock market. No.
We are not connected to the stock market at all.
Oh. I
we are not, okay, so I'm going to stress that. We are not connected to the stock market at all, not even a little, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even what I do as a master trader is not connected to the stock market. It's completely currency. So we have no connection. You got to remember the stock market deals with companies. Currency is dealt on Forex. It's on the Forex side of things. So we have no connection with what's going on with stocks. That's why I make money. No matter what the market is doing, whether it's going up or down, we're making money because it's not connected to what's going on with stocks. Okay? Total different side.
Okay,
so I'll get more information at 2:30 or 3.
Sure.
Correct. Okay. Michael, you also have Telegram calls, right? So people can kind of stay connected with that.
Yeah, so a lot of times what happens is we'll do like Zoom calls that we do as well. And when it comes to people that are like in these different areas, I definitely use WhatsApp calls and Telegram calls to be able to reach people in different countries, just to make sure we stay connected.
Okay. All right, Marion.
Okay, thank you.
Here's our last caller here for Michael. And again, I think it might be JJ still. Hi, JJ.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Debbie, Jane. Hello,
oh, I'm
Jane.
Sorry.
This is Debbie.
I apologize. Okay.
I am so lucky to be the last person. I'm very lucky. So the first thing I'd like to say is I've had a talk with Michael, and he is amazing. He's an angel. He's unlimited patience, brilliant. I cannot, like, he's... At the end, I didn't do anything because I couldn't get it, like everything our age, like older people kind of don't get it. But so I have a question for Michael, but I want to say that you have totally persuaded me, Michael, so I'm going to take a position in this. But I have just some little questions, although that doesn't change that I will take a position.
Sure.
So I understand this trades in a currency market, great. So just to explain to everybody else, the currency market is similar to stocks, but as you said, stocks are companies and currencies are bought and sold on a different market called Forex market. And so what I just don't know is, so the great opportunity is always, you know, prior to something going live or how, I don't know how you say it in English. So I was just wondering, the 36 cents cost, an example, when it does go live, what is the price at which it goes live?
Ooh,
the launch
that
price.
That all can be it's all subject to the owners. Like right now, we don't have a strike price
okay.
of exactly where they're
okay.
going to do it. Like, of
okay.
course, with Daisy, they let us know.
Okay.
They told all of us that
okay.
hey, it was going to be at $5.
Okay.
But as of
okay.
like ours, they haven't given
right.
us an exact price point that it's going to be at
okay.
yet.
Okay.
And I know that has a lot to do with the discounted tokens we have as well, because that's still in circulation at this time, you know, the discounted token. So, you know, once that disappears, then, of course, there will be a call that will be coming to me.
Discounted is the 36. Michael, discounted
correct.
Is the
correct.
36-cent price. And so
that's correct.
Discounted off of what number? What number are you, is it discounted out of?
No, no, it's not a number that it's discounted off of. It's just that's the price that they're
mm-hmm.
selling it for at a discount. So
yeah.
it's not like, mm-hmm. okay, for instance, there's a $5 amount and then, okay, they're selling it at 36. So what's happening is
right.
they, because we haven't gone public yet, the actual
right. Right.
price point is not
oh,
there until that moment, okay, until they actually do
okay,
that.
So when you go
and
public,
so,
okay, when you go public, mm-hmm. it's a demand-supply issue, and you don't know exactly where that will end up. Okay.
Yeah,
very
but
good.
We do know this,
ooh,
that
okay.
we have limited supply because mm-hmm. we have 300 million
right,
tokens.
Of course.
And out of the
right.
300 million, we have 120 million tokens discounted. So what happens mm-hmm. is once that 120 million is gone, just like you said, the
right.
public starts to know
right.
about it. It becomes more usable.
Right.
And because of all of it,
okay.
you kind of struck something with,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then you kind of reminded
yes.
me of something too. When these 70 to 80 different currencies start to show up on our exchange, the price goes up
uh-huh.
tremendously because in order for them,
mm-hmm.
for an example, just to keep it simple, in order for me to send you, let's just say I want to send you Ethereum and I want to actually say,
right.
okay, I'm going to send you $20 worth of Ethereum.
Right.
When that happens, IMC has to be used to make that happen.
Right.
So if you don't have the
right.
IMC, you cannot even move it. So what happens, the price of IMC goes up because there's more transactions
right.
occurring
so
on the
demand.
Exchange.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. That's correct.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
just to simplify it for other people, the fact that this token can be used to make payments is very it's big differential advantage, and because it
yes.
has this quality, it will have to be used, and you're holding
yes.
for 6 months the ability of people to sell, so that's sustaining a price. So the structure is very interesting. Can I
mm-hmm.
ask you what day in November this thing is going to be go live?
We don't have the exact day. We just know it's going to be within November.
Okay.
We don't know
okay.
if it's going to be the
okay.
first. I know that they're working on
okay.
it even now. So what's going to happen
November.
Is,
okay.
you know, everyone that's kind of engaged, I'm going to be pretty much reaching people
right.
to let them know, hey, this is the date
okay.
that it's
okay.
going to hit.
Okay.
Because then they're
wonderful.
Going to let us know what's going on as well. Okay.
Okay, so I want to thank you very much for your very detailed explanation and your one. You're beautiful, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you as well.
Yes.
So many great hearts, so many good people on the call, I tell you. I
yes.
really enjoy it.
Wow, you're so patient.
he
thank
is.
You.
He really is. Debbie, good talking.
Yes, he's amazing.
Very
he's
good
amazing.
Listening from
thank
you,
you,
Debbie. Debbie
thank
is
so
very
much,
much
me
into
too.
The financial world. So that's why she knows the questions to ask for all of us guys. So thank you, Debbie, for your great questions. Thank you. Thank you for
you.
Being you.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you all. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay. All
right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Here's our last question. I'm sorry. We got one more. Is that's 865 ending in 9180. 9180. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
You wanted to, yes?
Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi,
you
Jen.
You want to speak with Michael? Yes, who is this?
I actually have a question
yes.
for Zora and also would like to request for a healing.
Oh, okay. Oh, All right. Well, then I'll leave you where, stay where you are. Dora will be here very soon. So I'm going to keep you there, and then I know there's probably two or three other people that are already ahead of you as far as questions for Zora, but I definitely will call on you. So all of you, and Mark and Michael, we love you guys. Oh, my gosh. I still have one more. Okay, this is this is the last question. 475 ending in, wow. 2374. Is this a question for Michael?
No, I have a question for Zora only.
Oh, okay. All right. We're already getting into the Zora calls. Okay. You guys just kind of stay put. Okay. All right. Mark and Michael, amazing, amazing call again. Always wonderful to hear your optimism, all of your beautiful energies that you bring forth to our calls, and lots of ways in which you really touch people to help people and to just bring a lot of love and a lot of light into where we are today. So thank you both. Mark,
you're truly welcome.
And Michael,
thank you.
We love you a lot. Thank you for all your expertise from both of you. And you guys have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And Michael, we'll be talking to you soon this afternoon.
Most definitely. I'll be ready for you. Okay?
Okay.
Love all of you.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, you two. All right. Everyone who has a question for Mark and Michael, you can go ahead and press the 1 again so that we won't call on you. If these calls that you have are, because if it was only for Michael, then we're done for today. All right, so let's go ahead.
Michael, Soraya, if you would call me after the call.
Okay, well, Michael's no longer. We have to talk to Michael anyways, dear. We've got a couple of people that want to connect with him. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start our call with your father. Soraya?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I also want to bring up something real fast. I was looking on the computer here, and there's a thing out there called World Crypto Life, which is not the same company. Ours is Crypto World Life.
Can you repeat that again, Soraya?
There's a thing out here, it's called World Crypto Life, and that's not what it is. It's Crypto World Life.
L-I-F-E.
Right. Crypto World Life is our company, the one that we're telling people about. There's something out there called World Crypto Life, and it's not the same. It's a scam going on out there. And it's not World Crypto Life. It's Crypto World Life.
Crypto World Life is the name of our company.
Yeah, not World Crypto Life.
Okay, so Crypto World Life. Okay, everybody, I think they get it. They got it.
So don't think it's the same company. It's not. It's totally different.
All right, Soraya, now we're ready for your dad.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a really good call with Mark and Michael.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, Zora.
Indeed.
Well, we've had a busy morning already, but of course we always have time for our beloved father, Dad. We can call you Dad now. So, anyways, do you have any input right now since we just got done talking with Mark and Michael regarding the IMC, that this is something that we can move forward with and not worry about the economy, et cetera, in terms of what's going on, and that we are in a good place with this product?
Indeed, it is. It is recession-proof, as they have said. It is it is a wonderful thing to get involved with. and it is going to be very profitable for you once you get involved with it. So,
okay.
Along with the RV, as you term it, the slang term, the RV.
Well, since you're talking about the RV, Zora, you might as well just move right into that topic now, please.
Well, it is done. It is happening. And that's all that needs to be said.
So we know that. There's a lot of movement in regards to the RV, and it looks like it's happened already. Just a few more things that need to be polished and put into place before we get the RV and everything else that moves along with it. Is there anything that you want to talk about in regards to the RV GCR that would be helpful for us from your point of view?
Say that again.
You know, okay, so everybody has trust, or at least many people have the trust already. And so we have our trust, we have our, our project. So do you see anything different than what has happened like about a year ago as far as the rates, as far as the process? Do you see things different from they were a year ago, or do you think they're still probably pretty much in line with what we already know? And are the rates higher than they were? And, you know, I guess that's what I'd like.
The rates are going to be high no matter what.
And the process, you know, we heard from someone that there were only going to be like 5 states where you could exchange or something crazy like that. Or do you see that the exchange process is going to be all over in the different states and different cities in the United States besides worldwide?
Yeah, it is global. So if it is global, it is everywhere.
Yeah, different states, not just 5 states like somebody was saying, right?
Of course. All states will be involved.
Yeah. Okay, so we still have the redemption centers as well as the exchange centers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for the 800 numbers and emails. So both of those are pretty much the way it's still going to be. And the people that are international, you will also have an 800 number. We'll find out exactly how that works out for all of the other countries when it happens. So you see that pretty well together right now, correct, Zora? You see that all in place, so we're all set to go, except that we're still waiting for a couple of trigger. We're waiting for Iraq to, and hopefully by tomorrow, which is their 4th of July, that they will announce their international rate. And then that'll trigger everything to move forward. Is that right?
Indeed.
Right. Okay. So, and then, of course, as far as the Department of Defense and those, the military are also all in place to make sure that we are all safe, correct, in this process?
Again?
I said we're all, the military is in place to safeguard our security in this process, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, so I, so those are the questions that I had in regards to the RVGCR. The rates are going to be high. We're all going to be doing it, you know, safely and not to worry. And we have our galactics that are standing by and helping to make sure that everything is clear and clean and proper, correct, for all of us to be able to exchange and redeem worldwide.
Indeed.
Indeed. So when we're talking about the galactics and making sure that everything is in place and everything, we're all going to be protected, not just by the security people that are in here, but also galactically, we have their backs, right? because you guys have to come out. I mean, you guys have to. All right. So let me go ahead and get started a little bit with a couple of other questions. So as soon as this happens, that is still the trigger point for everything to happen as far as galactic disclosure, as far as, Trump coming back for a short while, take over, and the corruption and the evil will be eliminated so we can have this process moving. Could you give us some feedback on in for that scenario?
What scenario?
Okay, so we have the RV. RV, you, as you said, it begins the domino effect, right?
Indeed.
Okay, so tell us from your perspective. So the RV happens, then what happens after that? Can you kind of give us a little bit of an outline in terms of what's going to happen so that, we're going to get rid of this crazy pandemic and all of that, and the governments are going to change. How is that all going to kind of come together? Can you show us how things will move going forward after the RV?
Well, after the RV and you have received your blessing, then will come what is called the galactic disclosure. After the galactic, during the galactic disclosure, you will have your mentors, you will have your healing ships, and that is how it will play out.
Okay, so in between all of this, there will be a change in government. Is that correct? Where the evil is completely...
Yes, the new republic.
The new republic. So the galactics can't come down unless all of the evil is removed. Is that correct?
No. They can come down even during the process of the removal of the evil.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't have, evil does not have to be completely abolished or gone before they come down.
Okay. And when they come down, the emergence of the Telos and Hollow Earth people will also be going at the same time too, right? Because they're part of the galactic families.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And they will be coming forth as well.
Okay. So when is this pandemic nonsense going to be eradicated? When is that going to happen? Not when, but at what point will that happen? When the galactic
It's already
come?
Started. It's already begun. Texas is against it. Florida is against it. They are sovereign states. And they are already stating no more masks, no more vaccines. They don't want none of that nonsense. And other states will follow suit as well.
Except for California. They just put out a mandate that students have to be...
They will be forced to follow suit. Because the United States, the continental United States, will all be sovereign once the new republic takes over. Understand?
All of the states. Mm-hmm.
All the states must fall into their what you call agreements, because the what is called the new republic of the United States, no states will be excluded. All states will become one sovereign United States.
Beautiful. Okay. All right.
And that will include California. They will be forced to comply.
Thank God. We'll take care of California. All right, let me go ahead and open up some lines here for you.
Before we go further,
the
company that you are endorsing Zaria was mistaken. It is World Crypto Life. He had the words mixed up.
So the name of our company is
She
World.
Had the world mixed up. WorldCryptoLife.com. It is not a Ponzi scheme. It is not a scam, as people are trying to say it is. None of that is real. All of that is misinformation, and they're trying to, what you term the cabal, is trying to do what is termed as mess things up again. It is worldcryptolife.com.
Okay,
so,
very good.
It is not Crypto Life, Crypto World Life. It is World Crypto Life. It is not a Ponzi scheme. It is not a scam. It is not fraud.
Okay,
I'm telling
you
that right now.
Okay, very good. Okay, Zora. I had another quick question, but that's okay. Our first caller is 541 ending in 9078. There we go, everybody.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Jane. It's Summer in Oregon. And
okay,
hello.
Summer.
Yes, and Zora. Thank you for all the healing done at the beginning of the call. And new things are happening on that front with me, and also with the person who will inherit the blessing. And if you could call me afterwards, because they have a very extreme things happening. If I could talk to you with you privately.
Understand, beloved, you're not going anywhere.
And she, now, by not going anywhere, she also has been having very extreme things happening.
I understand, but I'm just telling you this. You are not ready to ascend.
And she also, because it's very important we go in together.
It is your choice whether when you ascend. It is not circumstances that is going to make you ascend. It is you, yourself, will make the decision when you wish to ascend, not any other means. It must be your choice, not someone else's.
Right. So the extreme healing, she, who will, we have to do it together, she will also be available at that time for us going together.
What are you speaking of, he?
The person who is going to be my partner and going in to work on the blessing together.
Uh-huh.
And has extreme what would be considered attacks physically lately. So that's why, if you have time afterwards.
Quasar, you on mute.
Yeah, sorry about that. Can we talk with you later? We only have half an hour, so I'll have Zora call you later, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
love,
you.
Love.
Okay, Summer. Okay. Okay, take good care. All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is 208, ending in 8394.
So glad to be here. Thank you so much, Jane,
hey,
for taking my call. And, I am just so grateful. And, Zora, I just want to tell you that I am so grateful for my mat. It is just the most incredible healing apparatus that Catherine and Ron could have come up with. And I just had one little question, and that was last time I had asked about all the different container ships outside of L.A., and I wanted to know, well, he said it was because they're being paid, and so they don't have the workers to unload the ships. Well, where is the money coming from? Well, because the United States is broke. The government. But the
it is still unemployment that is they are putting forth the funds to assist the unemployed. Of course, that is going away, but and once that goes away, then everyone will be forced to go back to work. But right now, it is a an assistance program. Yeah, unemployment. Unemployment is $1,000 per month. So if people are receiving $1,000 per month, what is the need to work?
Jeez. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. And sending lots of love. Take care. Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you. All
now
right.
Get,
thank you very
you
much.
Give us Connie. A testimony as to what the mat has done for you.
Oh, just real quickly. I had an incredible, it felt like I had an animal bite on my waist. It just hurt so bad. So I laid down on my mat. And it's so wonderful because you can take that mat with you anywhere because it just folds right up into a bag. So I took it up into the mountain. So I had it with me whenever when I'm working outside, I can go in and recover. And I laid down on the mat, and it has all these wonderful gems in it and the heat and the frequencies. And it just went right through my body, and it healed it, and I was able to get back up and go back out and trim and clean the land because we're cleaning land up there. So I am just very, I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much for thinking of me. So, I mean,
indeed.
I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude. Thank you.
Great. Thank you
indeed.
So much for that testimony. Very good. I'm glad that you're enjoying
wonderful.
It. And yeah.
Oh,
okay,
it.
Very good. Okay, Bonnie, thank you. All right. Our next caller now is 314 ending in 2036. Now,
Hi, Jane,
I don't know
Billy, this is Jim
hey,
from
Jim?
St. Louis.
You have a question for Zora, too?
I wanted to let you know I'm feeling better and my aches and pains are going away and I had a stroke 3 weeks ago, you know, and I'm just feeling better and doing good and getting around a lot better and working on my cars and whatnot. And let's see, my question would be,
and where are you
so,
calling from?
St. Louis.
Oh,
St. Louis. Right. Missouri, and
okay.
Once Nassara is enacted, I think is going to be the 15th. Would all debt be erased at that time, or will it be all at once? Will everybody be all at once, or will it take time for the debt to be erased? What do you say about the debt?
Well, once it has been enacted, it will be instant.
I see. So we've been on that moratorium for the COVID. People hadn't paid their mortgage since March or April of last year. And now my mortgage has been transferred two different times. Now the HUD, H-U-D, has got my mortgage. And I got to call them this week to see what they say. Because I have not paid since April last year. So they've been selling my mortgage to two different people. Now it's in the HUD's hands. So I don't know what they're going to say.
All debts will be eliminated. All mortgages will be eliminated.
So I guess I should call them this week, next week, and see what they got to say.
Yep.
And
but
play
you know
dumb with them, you know, like, you know, they don't know this is going to happen, do they?
Correct.
No.
Okay.
They will soon find out.
Right.
So we just hang tight. And
you hang
thank
in.
You.
Yeah, hang in there. Okay, Jim,
and,
I got to go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk
I'll
to you
get
later.
Back with you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, you bet.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, so we only have 20 minutes, everybody. So we only have one question.
No,
please.
You have until noon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Zora. We don't have until noon. I apologize.
Did not have a three-hour call?
Well, we can, but not everybody is going to be able to listen to the whole call. So here's our next caller, 111.
All right.
Oh, we have a question. Again. That's great.
Yes, did you? Debbie, do you have a question? There you are. I just
wanted to thank Zora and tell him it's so wonderful to hear him. He's always so calm. And, you know, we're always so anxious. It's a great lesson.
It is.
Thank you.
You and I have to learn from Zora. Okay, Debbie.
Exactly. I don't think it'll be in this lifetime, Jane.
Let's see. 475 ending in 2374.
Yes. I'm calling from Connecticut. It's Nada.
And you are? Okay.
Nada.
Nada?
My question is, two-part question, if I may. Two-part question, if I may. The first
go
one
ahead.
Is, when are they
going to... No, go ahead.
The first one is, when are they going to stop spraying chemtrail over my home? And the second, where will I be after the rainbow wave?
Where will you be? That will be determined by you.
Oh. I don't know.
That will be determined by you. And what is, as far as the spraying is concerned, what is being sprayed is what is called... it is a spray that is consisting of the hydroxy. Yes.
That is what's
being sprayed now. It is not chemicals to harm you.
Really?
Indeed.
Who's implementing that, Zora? Who is the one in charge of implementing that?
Prime Creator.
Whoa. Okay. So it's no longer chemtrail. Okay?
No.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your question. Wow. Okay. 352 ending in 4325.
Hello, hello. Blessings to everyone. Namaste. It's Solara in Florida.
Hi, Solara.
My question is, I so totally know 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 works.
Of course.
Then I get a sensation or a feeling or something that is not of my liking, and I go back into the old mental emotional programming. What technique can I use to stop the mental emotional, I'm going to call it crap, monkey mind, and get me back into the state where these feelings do not come back that I'm not pleased with?
Jane, you can tell her that. It has to do with the Command My Spirit.
Do the commands that we have received from Q. That will also really help you.
Tell her what they are.
So you know some of those. First of all, Solara, you know some of those commands, right?
I do, and I have been doing them.
And it's not working for you?
I'm not doing it at the time that I call back patterns, but I will start doing it then also. I'd like to start off my day or end my day with those.
Right, right. I think the other thing, too, is that what is preoccupying you that your emotional and mental bodies are bringing that back to you again. Remember that even as we're transitioning, a lot of everything that is still within us is coming out so that we can let go of it. So a lot of it is just letting go. And if you can go into meditation, do more healing on yourself, do the commands, do the 5-4-3-2-1, get yourself out in nature, you know, put yourself against the back, you know, get into that place, you know, wherever that is, where you can just let go completely and begin to do some work within to bring you back that peace and calm that is you. So there's some resistance inside of you that is still holding you back.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Indeed.
Let it go.
You don't need it.
The spine and the foot. And the foot.
What about the foot?
Well, I'm going to regrow one. And other people don't think so, but I know I am.
Indeed.
Things
of course
like
you are.
But then if it creates what I interpret to be discomfort, then I bring the whole thing back and I start over. And I'm just tired of that. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to
do it. Right. Yeah. So that's your...
Just realize the goddess that you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Shalara, you got it.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Bye.
Yes. You're a very, very powerful healer. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, next question is coming from 205 ending in 4990. 4990?
Hello?
Yes, hello, welcome.
Hello. Yes, thank you. This is Doris Matute. I'm calling from Alabama. And I have a question for Zora. I want to know what species I am from and what the star I am from.
Did you get that, Zora?
Indeed.
Okay.
So you wish to know from whence you came?
Yes.
You are Pleiadian.
Pleiadian, and what species specifically?
Pleiadian.
Pleiadian, but
that's
like a feline or, you know?
No, you're Pleiadian.
No?
Not a feline.
Oh, okay.
Humanoid.
You're humanoid.
Humanoid, okay. Okay. Thank you, Zora. I'm so grateful
indeed.
For everything that you do. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Indeed.
Okay. Next caller is 229, ending in 8043.
Hey, Zora. This is Franklin from Georgia. I'm going to hold my caller to the next session since you don't have much time. But if you can, talk about the ships that's supposed to be coming in and how soon they will be out.
They're coming too periodically all the time.
Thank you.
Michael?
Indeed.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller now is 607, ending in 2401.
Hi, Jane and Zora. This is Dick from New York again. My question is about Mount Shasta, Zora. Your son spoke earlier about the Hollow Earth and Zelos and Lemur. And he kind of answered my question. So I was wondering is if you have anything else maybe you want to say about Mount Shasta concerning the disclosure.
Understand that Mount Shasta is a sacred mountain, and it is also the home of the theologians underneath it. So the city of Telos is located 1.5 miles beneath the mountain. And and of course it is a Lemurian city. They do have a lesser city that is also located underneath Mount Lassen also.
Right.
And what do you wish to know?
So it's true then that Mount Shasta is a portal for crafts in and out.
Of course
it is. Even though we can't see them.
Well, you can see them. If you have a headband, you can see them quite often.
I guess I better get a headband.
Indeed.
You don't need a headband to see them.
No, but it does help if you wish to see them in their entirety. But yes, you can see them with the naked eye as well. But you also have to be in the right frame of mind to do so. If you are wearing a headband, it is automatic.
And you also have to be in the vicinity.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
You have to be there. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Dick, we got to go. All righty. One question, everybody. 501, ending in 3870.
Yes, hi. My name is Agnes. I'm from Arkansas. Little Rock,
hello,
Arkansas.
Agnes. Hello.
Indeed.
My question is, how do you do the command to open up your memory to remember where you come from, who you are, like your past life, like just to open up the blockage, to waken up.
So the command from Q, Agnes, the command from Q in order to be able to bring your memories back is, I command my spirit, or you can say, I command Prime Creator Source, or you can command Prime Creator and your spirit to bring back your memories now, to bring back all your memories now. So you do
that
three times.
And then
you count from 10 to 1.
And then you count from 10 to 1 slowly.
Right.
Okay. And how often do I do that? Is it like just...
It's up to you.
Okay.
Do it often. Do these commands often. It also helps if you meditate as well. So, Zora, do you know, maybe we could find out exactly where she's from so that she can think about that, where she's from also.
Mushaba.
Mushaba. Okay. God bless
that's
you all.
That's part of the Pleiadian. Yeah, that's part of the Pleiadian constellation.
Oh, wow. God bless you all.
Yeah, it's cool.
Indeed.
Okay, Agnes. All right, next caller is 843, ending in 8176.
Hi, Joy. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Hey, Henry.
Hi. I'm here. Just thought I would ask a quick question. We all know there's no income tax. It's federal income taxes. Does that apply to the state as well?
Can I remember there's when all of this gets evolved. I mean, when all of this comes out, we do know that there will be like a tax, but it's only for some particular goods, but otherwise there is not going to be any taxes.
Yeah.
It's a flat rate.
I'm aware of the state, the tax, but one tax for all, but I believe that really answered the question, but I heard this on a call that it might be a state tax on, you know, when they do the exchange, but I didn't. That's the only reason
I asked that question. Yeah, no, there's not supposed to be any taxes again when we go and exchange or redeem.
A non-taxable event.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking as well. Okay. Well,
all right,
I appreciate it. If we get a chance sometime, give me a call, please. And
okay.
I know you're busy.
All right, Henry.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later. You bet. 802, no, I'm sorry. This is 502 ending in 7576.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Pamela in Kentucky. My question is, I have my mom here at the house. She's on oxygen, and I'm wondering about the power outage and whether or not I need to worry about getting a generator for backup. I don't know how long this power outage is going to last. Do you all have any idea?
Well, the term the power outage shall be what is called restored shortly. They are working in the process of working on that now. So it will be retained shortly. Also understand that the healing pulse that was sent out this morning by my beloved addressed that issue. Remember that the peoples who are on oxygen, their breathing capacity had been improved by 100%. So she should not be on oxygen at all.
Okay. So I don't need to worry about getting a generator or anything like that.
No, you shouldn't have it, shouldn't need it.
Okay.
But if you are interested in one, you may make contact with Catherine at the
right. Just go to their website, bodywaveinternational.com, and you can also talk to them on the phone.
I did talk to them and about that, and theirs is not going to be powerful enough to take care of the whole house. I kind of wanted the whole house to be powered if we lose power.
Understand that generator that they are introducing is more powerful than you think, and also it also has the capability for you to be sit upon it and pedal, exercise, which will also generate the power. So there's really no need not to get one.
Yeah. Pamela, I'm going to have to let you go, dear. We only have like 30 seconds here. Okay.
Okay.
So again, everyone, we're having a call probably either Wednesday or Thursday. We have someone who's going to be coming in from Limbic Arc, and that'll be Ron Spence to talk about that. Also, again, it's more about energy and vibrations and emotions, et cetera. So be there for the call, and then we'll have our Saturday call. I will also see if we can bring Ted Marr also at some point. And then we have a special guest that will be coming in on Saturday. So look forward to seeing you guys either Wednesday or Thursday. Give me a little bit of time to put everything together on your newsletter. And thank you so much and everyone for being here on our call today. And Zora, we would love to have a healing blast coming from you for all of us.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive great healing, great health, great prosperity and abundance and peace and joy for everyone, for all of us now. And we know it.
Indeed.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Zora, we are done.